This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we saw yesterday the beginning of where he speaks about the change that happened in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there were two. And it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put the world on two different bases. Bracious put the world in a very Tevedic way. And from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the world had a much stronger component of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we would see that through the Maisim and so on and so forth. So he says, let's see, the Ilo Haitzi. So it says, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out of Mitzrayim, ve'iloi hoitzi, oisanu, lehoyres nosan, sha'al pia teva, lehoyo choylun lotzeis misham mitzat toikiv ha'mazle v'asaya shaylik bo. Ubezerna yoyd nushuyas barach ha'mashkiach ha'proti, v'chol ha'shachofetz oisrayim v'oretz. So, first of all, he says that the point is, what does it mean if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, if we couldn't have gone out? It means not just we didn't have the manpower or the strength or whatever. It means there was no mahalach, al pi derech hateva, that it could work. It was something that within the closed universe, nothing existed to come out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was so powerful, so all-encompassing, that nothing would have worked. Now, he also says, and this is important, the Toikev HaMazel V'Asar HaSholet Bo, even in the Ruchnistika world, we said before, there's a certain level of Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with the Malachim, with the Sarim, with the Mais Merkava. All of these are, they're not physical phenomena, but they're a self-enclosed dynamic. Malachim, the Serm, everything. The idea that it could go above it, and that's why one of the big pedis, right after Maimon Har Sinai, there's a small parish in the Torah, almost anticlimactic, and there's Isra over there, so there's Lisal Malas HaMizbechi. You're not allowed to make kruvim that are made of gold, not in the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't make the kruvim different than it says by the Mishkan. And the reason why, I mean, like, it seems like an odd type of Isser Mashal. There's an Isser that the Kohen Gadol's breastplate can't move. It's not going to say it over there. I mean, it seems to be such an odd lav, such an odd iser to make it, to have right at the Maimon Har Sinai. And the answer is, because since the Kruvim represent a certain type of Malach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the Kruvim, so it's very easy to lose sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and focus on the Kruvim. And the whole point of Har Sinai was to lift ourselves above. So even in the world of quasi-ruchnius, and this is why there's a certain reluctance to engage in schoolis and malachim and kameis and all of that, because on the one hand, for some people, it's sort of a bridge to ruchnius. Obviously, this is not natural, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for many people, it sort of stunts they're reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a question of which skula, which malach, which shed, which memra to say. And therefore, the Torah is madgish that kruvim have to be very exact. And then he says, v'lachein, afilu kolon chachamim mitzvah esapit es Mitzrayim, sheyitzias Mitzrayim asher shcha atere kula, shal yodan izbar lan shkechosay.
So
shehadova hamurgish berus poil badam yisa imashem mevin lachir hapisecho. So here he says an important yesod in understanding what's mashpia on a person. Let's talk a little bit about this. He says, "V'chol inyan hamuna kabbalas emes ugod liyosim asher semech abicha kirasa v'sichloi," which is called Markamacher. We tend to think that emuna is an issue of the mind. You know, bring me proofs, bring me rebuttals, bring me answers to rebuttals and counterproofs, and so on and so forth, and I make a cheshbon. So we relegate all of emuna to the world of ideas, facts, proofs, etc., etc. That's not true. So the Ikrim says, and the Goyen also says it in some place, the Ikrim, he says, how come Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas when he came down and saw them? It says he saw them dancing and he broke the luchas. So the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that they went off the derech. He obviously trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why did he wait until he came down to break the luchas? If the halacha is that you're supposed to break luchas when people have a zara, so why didn't he do it before? So the Ikrim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, it wasn't a question of believing and not believing. The breaking of the luchos was like a gol adam. When he can kill the murderer, it says ki yecham levavoy, because he's so upset, so furious, he blows up. There are kriya is on the mace. There are all sorts of halachas that are really the result of the emotion, as opposed to the result of the person's knowledge. Let's take another example. It says that when you're trying somebody for being mecharef or megadif, the whole trial, you use a substitute word for Hashem. You don't want him the whole trial people saying he said Hashem this, he said Hashem that. You use Yossi as a kinui, and so on. But the Yonim know really very well what's going on. I mean, that's the case. Nobody ever got killed for saying Yossi. It's a kinui. And then finally at the end, they have to hear it. And when they hear it, they have to tear kriya. So even though the whole trial, they know exactly, I mean, it's 100% clear that that's what we're talking about. But unless you actually experience it, it's not going to affect you. So this is true about the type of emunah, that there's something beyond the natural order that runs the world. You can think about it, you can believe in it, but until you don't actually live it, it's not real. And that's what he says. I feel like since this is the basis for emunah, not just another idea to put into place, then saying it out and reliving the experience is the key for having that emunah. Avke Mitzvah Savit Sarish Adova Murgish Per Ois Poil Badam Yesa. What a person sees, then it has a lot bigger impact. And that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu put us through the Kor HaBazel. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu just lay it out? You know, this is this. Give us the seichel to understand, explain it, give us the chachma, and that's it. The answer is because it's a lot more clear. Now, I want to translate that into the Olam HaMaaseh. One of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings difficult inyanim for us in our experiences, in our life and experiences, is that we learn something. People think of it when you say he's going to learn a lesson. Basically, means you beat him into submission. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us lemash. Let's take an example. A person who has financial hardships, he understands what it means to be merachim on somebody who's poor. Like it says, Kiger Yisrael Mitzrayim. You knew what it's like to be a ger, so a stranger, so you can feel for someone else. All of the things in life that we experience that are difficult impress a certain lesson on us in a way that words alone couldn't do, in a way that ideas couldn't do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us through 200 years in Mitzrayim so that we gain an understanding. The events taking us out brought home to us that there is nothing in the Metzias, in the physical Metzias, that is explanation of everything. V'nimtza, shemitzad shavodin par Mitzrayim, muchach mizeh, shafil kolono chachamim, en alismach al chakir nushis, al sapesi Mitzrayim. From the fact that we're avodin l'paroi, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring us through the process tells us that the impact of experience is much more profound than knowledge, and therefore speaking it out is more of an experience than is knowledge. Nimza sharavoni parim say muchach mizeh shafil kona chachamim. Ein lan alisma hakir nushis al sapis of psyche, alisma kabal mitish ram senior to shaim, shiro beineim anis magdil merosayil. I want to add another point that he says over here that he doesn't quite elaborate. He says, was semech on what Avosenu told us. Now, so again, for us, l'chor it's a yediyah. But what he means to say is as follows. There's a type of yediyah that we have where philosophically I can prove a point. If everything has a beginning, what caused the first thing to be, and things like that, arguments, logical arguments. That's what it speaks about. That's what he's talking about, chachma. Logical arguments are important for us, but that's it. They don't really make that difference. When I hear something, so when I experience something difficult, it certainly has an incredible impact on me. But even that, when I hear someone else who lived through something, I can vicariously at least have some of those feelings. It's not an abstract seichel, you know, is this the cause of this, is this the cause of that, or whatever. It's something that I can feel with my own two hands. And it's very different. So hearing it from Avosenu is very different than the type of pure reasoning that we're contrasting it with. Okay, next one's a new piece, Peiches. Next page. Mitchil Oyed Avazor say, so if you look at the paragraph in general, Mitchil Oyed Avazor say, Ashik Vanawak Lampadosoy, Shnevi Yom Yeshua, and so on. Ve'ekach Savicham Savrom Yevanar Ve'esuchalatz Knan Ve'nzis Yitzchok and Ve'itnasev Sarsel Roches Ve'akvar Yom Yitzchok. So this is Yeshua telling, sort of reviewing to Klal Yisrael where they've come from and what's happened. It's a speech whose tachlis is how we got to Eretz Yisrael. It really, the focal point is Eretz Yisrael. So that's the framework for it. So now he's going to explain what it is about Eretz Yisrael that we're talking about. Now, it's one of those things where Meroiv, as the Mishnah Rabbah say, Meroiv Persumo Yavetz Helam. If you ask somebody, is Eretz Yisrael important? They say, well, wow, what are you talking about? Everything's that. Why is that so important? So people said, because it's everything. It's just all. What more needs to be said? When people said what more needs to be said, it's usually because I don't know what else to say. It's a euphemism for I don't. So what is Eretz Yisrael? What Akash Baruch Eretz Yisrael? Because it's a beautiful country. Okay, it's nice. I mean, like the Akedah is. If all that's special about Israel is that it's beautiful, if we didn't want it, if we said no thanks, why did Akash Baruch get so insulted? Like Baruch Chata Miraglim. Like, you know, okay, they're stupid. They don't want a very nice country. So. This paragraph over here, is a paragraph of Yeshua explaining how we got to Eretz Yisrael. This is what it's about. It's the second paragraph. Umetchila ubiyana makma achad berachava shalekach nitner tzakayish Yisrael meirasha ki be'ez dora floge az hifrit shivim umes chal haaretz vechila kol echad medinem yechedes kvishar shalemalo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Dora Floga. What Dora Floga did was it sort of splintered apart, it differentiated different strands of humanity. So a type of people that like beauty, there's one country. Type of people that like war, another country. Type of people that like music, another one. Each and every people is different in some characteristic of in some national characteristic, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave each group a geography, a place that's suitable for them. So it comes together. It's a certain type of people, culture, and so on that shaykh to each marker. V'chilek al echad medim yechaz fi shosh amala ulefi erech madregas hashar moishu olav. So you have the marshal by the Meraglim. They said when they got sent to Eretz Yisrael, they said there's Eretz Megadelis Giborim, and Eretz Megadelis Chaloshim, and Eretz Megadelis this and that. Countries have certain temperaments, and when we speak about it, we speak about a South American temperament, we speak about an African, about English, about European. They have certain temperaments. So those temperaments are identified as a specific sar lemala. So just like it's a specific people, and just like there's a specific national character which is above the physical, it has a lot to do with the person, that comes from kochos lemala. And then, so all the nations have a particular point. But there's one place that is above that. So Klal Yisrael is mufka, and it has to do with our DNA. Vatam, k'Avram v'Inah Shalom b'tivoy hoy ocher, v'nimtzah shoy lezare shum shoyresh v'achizah b'mazach la'ol. So his children were not meant to be. They were not supposed to be Bnei Avram. So the Bnei Avram can't be shayach one mazel. They're above mazel. It physically couldn't give birth. It wasn't, so their whole metzias comes from some other place. So the first thing is Eretz Yisrael is a place that is not governed by the general physical nature of things. And, I mean, even today in our limited, with all it has to upon him, it is something extraordinary. It means that by other countries, there are various that they do take much longer to bring destruction upon the world because it's not instantly reflected so much. So it's a process, and schar of what they do right is not so instantly recognized. In Eretz Yisrael, certainly in the time, it's a lot more recognized because it happens very rapidly. So he says, that's one. Two, he says that he brings the Gemara. It says Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi. It's like a deer. A deer tends to get very fat in the summer and much skinny in the winter. So it does it. So how does it keep it? The skin is a lot more elastic. So it's a soul also like that. It's able to hold a lot of inhabitants and less inhabitants because it's quote unquote elastic. Elastic means its boundaries are not fixed and firm. The hallmark of a tevet dika mahalach is that the boundaries are fixed and frozen. They're not. They're above it. They're beyond it. And b'meila. So the giving of Yisrael, Yisrael is the place where this type of life would be most strongly reflected. It's the makom for Yisrael. I have to high school and I have to finish better.